Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Bird with zero down.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody, and one more game to go for the 2015 Chicago Bears hosting Detroit on Sunday.
I think what's crept in the locker room as far as the season coming to an end is the fact that a lot of us want to stay together. I think we all see that we're building towards something. Yeah, our record is 6-9 at this point, but we see the hope and we see that we're building towards something. We see the changes, especially guys who were on the team the past couple years. They see the changes from last year to this year.
When the Bears finished 5-11, GM and coach were fired. Sam Acho, from whom you just heard, is not unique in that he is under a one-year contract with the Bears this year. Injury updates are expected tomorrow on Eddie Goldman, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, and others. Have the Chicago Bulls turned the proverbial corner? A popular question in the Bulls locker room last night after a complete 104-97 victory over the Toronto Raptors.
I hope so. We've been coming out with a lot of firepower early, just as far as just trying to clean up the little kinks late in the game. But things like that are going to happen. But we've been starting the game off the right way, the way coach wants to play. He said the offense is not a problem. It's all about just finishing plays and correcting our defense.
Todd Gibson right there. A couple of his famous angry dunks last night. The Bulls right now 17-12, sixth in the Eastern Conference. Indiana is third in the conference and here to play the Bulls tomorrow night. Bulls forward Doug McDermott is down as day-to-day with his knee injury. Blackhawks on the road tonight in Phoenix to play the Coyotes. And rookie defenseman Eric Gustafson returns from Rockford and look for Andrew Shaw to replace Teuvo Teravainen on the top line. College football gone final. Cal over Air Force 55-36. Jared Goff, 6 touchdown passes, 467 yards, and that goes down in the Armed Forces Bowl. Russell Athletic. It is North Carolina on top of Baylor, 7-0 in the first. College basketball, a halftime score. Notre Dame on top of Liberty, 32-23. And baseball, national reports that the White Sox are interested in signing either Jonas Cespedes or Alex Gordon. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs starting next season. Every game will be heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different
Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Hallmarkish.
Listen, we all love Robbie, and I hope he gets a chance to work it out. If he doesn't, I understand. But if you're going to cut him, before you cut him, you better cut Shea McClellan's ass, because I am tired of watching this crap.
Hallmarkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Hub joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. On Twitter, he is at HubArkish. He is also representative of at Shy Football. He is in charge of ChicagoFootball.com, and he's brought to you by Napleton's River Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931. Well, Hub, I guess my takeaway from the Bears' victory is this is just John Timu's world, and we're all living in it now.
Yeah, well, it certainly seems that way, depending on who you talk to. You know, the kid did some nice things on Sunday. I wouldn't say he was great. There's a lot that needs to be done. There have to be questions going forward, whether he's athletic enough to own that position. He's not a guy who's likely to stay on the field for all three downs, four downs as the case may be. But what he did do, and what Jonathan Anderson also did do, for the first time all season that I can remember for Bears inside linebackers, was they made plays at the point of attack in the hole, and they blew some people up. And that's what you need to play inside linebacker, and it's been badly missing all year long. And I think that's where all the excitement about Timu is coming from right now.
What mattered in that game?
I think the fact that Jay Cutler played really well after really struggling for a couple weeks there in that three-game losing streak. He wasn't the reason they lost, but he was starting to regress to some bad habits, and I thought he played one of his two best games, to be honest with you, in Tampa. I think the fact that Jeremy Langford is clearly ready to be a lead back if necessary. Matt Forte was great until he got hurt, but he got hurt, and Langford took over. He had 19 carries, averaged over 4 yards. And I think you got to feel good about where they're at that position. I think it mattered that they showed that when they want to get the physical mindset that they're going to beat teams up, not just beat them, that they can do it. It's a team that still has issues on the offensive line, but in that game plan, they have a chance to be fairly successful at it. Zach Miller played another really good game, and I keep saying, you know, I love the idea of having him and Martellus Bennett hopefully both healthy next year. To me, he's not a replacement. He's not as good as Bennett, but together, that gives the Bears one of the best two tight end packages in the league. Defensively, not as much. You know, I mean, I liked the play of the inside linebackers. I'm not sold on them yet. You know, Harold Jones-Quarte certainly had a day for himself, but we got to see more there. I think that defensively they got a lot of gifts from the Bucs. You know, you get three turnovers, and I don't know about you guys, I thought Jameis Winston looked awful. I think he's going to be great. I you know, you can see he's got the tools, but I was expecting, based on what we had seen so far this year, a lot more developed quarterback, and he wasn't. And what mattered in a negative way is another big special teams problem. You know, we don't talk about it much, but it's not unusual for there to be changes on rookie coaching staffs. And you know, Jeff Rogers seems like a good guy. I don't want to throw him under the bus. I'm not saying
you're about to.
I'm not saying he's the problem, but I think you got to look at it. I mean, it's been a really bad year. You know, you've now basically given up a touchdown every way you can on special teams. You know, your coverage has been haphazard and mediocre at best. You know, Robbie Gould got it together. I was happy to see that. He was perfect, including a long one from 50. Was also kicking off deeper. But, you know, you can't ignore the fact that through 15 weeks, or 15 games, I should say, special teams have been a consistent problem.
Hub, going into a final game like this, with John Fox, I mean, I think we get the storyline. And is the winning and trying to build something, a foundation of winning, I mean, that's been emphasized. Do you now just go into this last game, if you're John Fox, and say, we've established that, the guys know what's expected of them, let's get a better draft pick?
No, never, Joe. Not in the NFL. You know, I know that...
Well, Tampa did it.
Well, but they didn't do it on purpose. I mean, Lovie didn't pull people off the field. Lovie didn't change his game plan. They just played poorly, you know. And if the Bears, I guess you could argue, if the Bears play poorly and lose, it could be a bonus, you know. But it's not what you want. You know, what you want is you want to see if Timu and Anderson can do that 2 weeks in a row. You know, same with Jones-Quarte. You want to see if some wide receiver can step up and play, because that's a huge issue. Kadeem Carey is not as finished and ready as people think he is. I mean, yes, he's getting these red zone carries. He had a nice dance in the end zone there. He got a couple touchdowns. But if you notice, he only touched the ball twice prior to the last 6 minutes of the game. They know he's still a liability in the passing game. He's still a liability in pass protection. So you certainly want to see more there. There's enough to be accomplished in the final game. I don't think, you know, 2 weeks into Bourbonnais next year that this team's going to be thinking, oh, crap, we lost that last game to the Lions. But I think you go into it looking to accomplish things, and if you accomplish them, you've got a good chance of winning the football game.
Yeah, I like what you said about Kadeem Carey, too. And it just, to me, he seems like a small back who doesn't know he's small, where he runs as if he's one of these 240-pound guys. I mean, he does keep his feet moving, but I would see him as a real injury risk just because he runs to contact, even though his body type suggests a runner who shouldn't.
Yeah, Dan, that's part of it. I mean, he's a guy who thinks he's better than he is, and he doesn't do everything he needs to be as good as he wants to be. This kid didn't figure out he had to play special teams as a third running back until 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he's starting to do that better now. He's looked interesting on the kick return team. He's thrown some nice blocks. I don't know if he can cover kicks. He hasn't proven that yet. But I think the real issue here is that, you know, he's fine as your third back, and he is fine as your short yardage guy. I like the way he puts his head down and goes between the tackles. But if you're not going to bring Matt Forte back, you got a real problem at running back because running backs get hurt. You know, you don't want to see it happen. And as much as I like Langford, A, we don't know that he can be the Pro Bowl player that Forte's been, and you don't even have a guy you can trust to all three downs in Kadeem Carey. So I don't know what they're going to do about Matt Forte. I think it's fascinating. Forte has indicated he would consider a hometown discount, but in the same meeting with the media last week, let it be known how disappointed he was that the Bears have shown him no love whatsoever. So I don't have a feel for that right now. I'm not sure what they're thinking.
You know, Barry Rosner and I talked about this yesterday, and I'm glad you brought that up. There's one thing this coaching staff, this new management has shown is that they, whether you think it or I think it, they believe that the locker room matters. And it's why they got rid of Brandon Marshall. It's why I believe that Martellus Bennett will not be back. And it certainly gave them some trepidation, and it forced them into this gritted teeth arranged marriage with Jay Cutler that in turn has worked out and looks like it's going to continue to work out. Matt Forte carries a lot of weight, and I just know you've been around this league a long time, Hub, and you know that there are some old school coaches that don't like veteran players over 30 who aren't their own loyal guys. We're not talking about Parcells and Keith Byers, you know, one of their just lifelong pledged soldiers. That if you're John Fox, do you want, man, no matter what Matt Forte says now, if you start sharing carries and you start making sure that Langford gets some burn here, do you want to have to worry about what Matt Forte thinks?
See, what was interesting, Dan, about what you just said is that in its complete context, it can be an argument for either side.
No, right. I'm just saying, we know what the truths of the NFL are.
Yeah, but let's add a couple more pieces. If you look at their 4 years together in Denver, they love having three or four running backs. These are not guys who are going to say, okay, we're set at 1 and 2, we're okay. They've always gone through four running backs a season. You go back to Noshawn Marino and C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman and Monty Ball all sharing time, you know, all different pieces. So, yeah, there's something to what you say about what Matt brings, but what Matt brings could be seen as a huge positive as well as a potential negative. And I don't think they believe Sonoris Perry, who we forget went on IR during training camp, or Antone Smith or Jacquizz Rodgers are really factors in this whole thing. Now, you can draft another one, but you also you don't find 30-year-old running backs like Forte who have been as durable as he's been and who can, we've seen him, I mean, we saw it last week before the back injury. He can be still, you know, Pro Bowl-type productive. So it's a real dilemma. I don't think there's a wrong answer or a right answer. I'm not going to scream one way or the other depending on what they do. But I don't think they know yet, or if they do, they're certainly not tipping their hand. Now, the one thing, you also said something else, though. Marty Bennett is not a problem in the locker room. I mean, for guys who are up there every day, you can see it. Now, he had a couple moments on the field. He did get sent home from practice and training camp. Again, there's decisions to be made here. I think the majority probably agree with you. The assumption is probably that they're leaning on getting him out of town. But again, I don't think that decision is clear yet at all, because you give up a lot. You know, Zach Miller, as much fun as he's been and as great a guy as he's been, missed three full seasons prior to this year. That's how he got to be 31 years old and just a four-year veteran. And you certainly have nothing behind him. I mean, Kari Lee, Rob Hausler, these guys are not answers. So you've got so much work to do at other positions. Sometimes, you can't have a perfect locker room. You can't get exactly everybody behaving the way you want. And so I think they better be real careful before they pull the plug on Martellus Bennett.
Hub, have they seen, whether it's been behind closed doors, private workouts, just practicing through the rehab, have they seen enough from Kevin White where they say we can pencil him in as a number two receiver with the potential to, if they don't want to go down the Alshon Jeffrey road past franchise tagging him, that he could eventually become a number one, or are there clouds around him and exactly what this guy is?
Well, Joe, I think the honest answer is that they haven't seen anything, really. You can't know, but you made that decision when you used the 7th overall pick on the first round on him. So he is absolutely penciled in as number two. He's at least had the advantage of being around the team and around the playbook and film. But until he's got a full, offseason and training camp and some game action under his belt, who knows what you got? You hope you've got a future number one. I kind of felt before the season went the way it did that it was pretty obvious they were going to franchise Alshon for at least one more year to try and get a read on what they have in Kevin White. I think now everybody agrees they have no choice but to franchise him. You can't give him the $40 million guaranteed that number one wideouts get based on his playing, 9 or 10 games for you this year. But you've also seen he can be a number one. So I think the answer to your question is he will be franchised. They will pencil Kevin White in as a starter across from him. They will hope that Eddie Royal can stay healthy and be a quality slot guy. That would leave them in pretty good shape at the position based on what we've seen this year. But I can guarantee you they will draft another one. And they're going to be looking for another one of the bigger, faster, a Marquise Wilson guy who can learn routes in three seasons.
We'll have more with Hub after a break, talking Bears and NFL. It's not just local. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I want to talk about a name that we've brought up in the past that I think is going to be the logical next Bears offensive coordinator should Adam Gase leave, because there's been some further speculation down that road. So that and more next, the Boers and Bernstein Show with Hub on The Score.
This spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Madden, Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Strike three call! Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Aroldis Chapman is a Yankee, and no doubt that bullpen looks ridiculous in the sports section. But it also looks interesting in the crime section. Chapman has a pending domestic violence charge, and now MLB and ESPN put out almost identical Instagram posts last night. The three Yankee relievers with fire behind them. But did we just forget about the DV charge? Is it just football we make a big deal about? Is baseball relegated to such a secondary status that one of the best players at his position in MLB is ignored when it comes to what we thought was a huge no-no in sports? It almost feels like we give lip service to stop domestic violence and condemning it in sports when we want to, and when we don't care, it just goes down in flames on Instagram. I'm DA.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big time showdowns and bitter rivals, ground and pound, and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Who doesn't love great deals during the holiday season? Head over to CBS Local Circulars to find the best deals on everything from fashion and food to electronics. Go to circulars.cbslocal.com to grab deals for everyone on your list from great retailers like Walmart and JCPenney.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers, satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Be merry and stress-free this holiday season when you order the Finest Feast, an exclusive package from Omaha Steaks. Filled with 28 100% guaranteed gourmet grades, the Finest Feast is now only $49.95 plus shipping and handling and delivered right to your door. Friends and family will love receiving tasty bacon-wrapped top sirloins, classic Omaha Steaks burgers, savory Polynesian pork chops, juicy boneless chicken breasts, and more for just $49.95. Order Omaha Steaks' Finest Feast at 1-800-833-4745. 1-800-833-4745.
Sports tonight. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes and special Chicago Bear guest Mitch Unrein from 6 to 10, live from the Beehive Tavern and Grill in St. Charles for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mark, isn't that getting better than this?
Talking Bears and NFL with Hub Arkish here on The Score. Hub and the crew for the Miller Lite Bears pre- and post-game show Sunday. One more of these at a place where Terry and I just showed a great time at El Jefe. It's 15 West Hubbard in Chicago. It's Hub, Patrick Manley, Dan Pompey. Beforehand, stick around, watch the game. You can enter to win a Matt Forte jersey, and then you check out Hub, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams after the game. Hub, I was thinking about it again today. It's something we talked about weeks ago, but it certainly looks like Mike McCoy is going to get launched in San Diego. They're 4-11. They're very likely moving. They're going to look for a big splash. We hear Sean Payton is already sort of measuring the drapes for his office and might have designs on that job. Isn't it just a fortuitous confluence of events yet again for the Bears coaching? If Adam Gase gets a job, for this guy to come right back to the warm embrace of his guy John Fox?
Well, it absolutely looks that way. I mean, you know, they've been a team, so to speak. They were together in Carolina. Fox brought him with him to Denver. You know, I would not even rule out, to be honest with you, the possibility that he comes if Gase stays. You know, you see teams bringing in guys and making them assistant head coaches or you know, coming up with ways to beef up the staff. And, you know, maybe you cover yourself that way. But yes, I mean, this is one that absolutely looks like 1-1 would equal 2, especially if Adam Gase gets another head job. And again, I get a lot of emails about this because it's like you and I have been disagreeing all year long. We haven't disagreed about anything. He's going to be a candidate. He's going to be a successful head coach. This year, he's not as hot as he was last year. We don't know how many jobs are going to be open. I definitely think he'll get some interviews. If he's wise, he'll turn down the Cleveland job, maybe one or two others. You know, last year, he was the front runner in San Francisco. We keep hearing both reports that Tom Sula gets another year, that he doesn't.
No way.
Well, I'll tell you, I've heard it, but I'm also hearing now that Mike Holmgren wants the job. And, of course, Holmgren would be royalty out there. I don't know, you know, how he and Balky would work together. You can't, this kid owner, you don't know what he's going to do. But where I was going with this is, as much as he was the front runner for it last year, if he was offered it this year, I would hope he'd be wise enough to turn it around, because what was a great situation has been a bad situation now. So just because he gets offered a job doesn't mean that Gase is leaving town.
Oh, but you brought up the Cleveland thing. What kind of, I mean, obviously it's a conspiracy theory more than fact, but are you hearing anything that Manziel has purposely calculated his exit from Cleveland by defying the organization and making sure these videos are posted?
Yo, you're giving him too much credit. I don't think this kid knows what's happening, you know, 10 minutes ago.
Because you hear about his dislike for Cleveland.
Well, yeah, you've always had that, but again, he's obviously not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's obviously got some behavioral issues. Now, this latest video, I don't know if it's been established. I was working on it a few hours ago, and it just isn't that interesting to me anymore. But this may be an old video that has resurfaced. No, but nobody has clarified that yet. He's actually wearing a last year's Christmas shirt in the video, so I don't know. But I think what's more important, guys, is if you watch any of the tape from Sunday, he can't throw the damn football. What people have got to figure out, you know, oh, he rushed for 100 and some yards. Well, yeah, but he's the quarterback, and he was terribly inefficient. I think he had a 40 rating on the day. He threw for about 120 yards, and no matter what he does over the next few years, he doesn't have an NFL arm. He may find a home as a situational player in some places.
Dallas.
Maybe, yeah, who knows, you know, but as far as a guy who's going to lead a team into the playoffs and win playoff games, he's not that at quarterback.
You know, it's funny, though, when Joe brings that up about it sounding like a conspiracy theory. Now that I think about it, this latest video, it's the same song, that was playing in the other video. And the fact that he's drinking Four Loko is almost a parody of, like, frat boy stupidity, that he would choose that. You know, when it's almost like, hey, look how stupid and irresponsible I could possibly look.
Guys, I don't rule out anything. I've been thinking all day about Joe's point about old Coach Reg being over under the basket there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you see things that you would think that professional sports teams could figure out and be smarter than, or that players would be smarter than. Who knows what Manziel is thinking? I guess you can't rule out the possibility, but you would hope that there'd be somebody around him smart enough to know, Johnny, this doesn't just hurt you in Cleveland. This, I mean, NFL front offices are all pretty pretty much the same. You know, there's nobody else viewing this who's thinking, boy, it'd be fun to have him in our locker room. You know, so if it is a conspiracy that he is propagating himself, it's not a very smart one.
He's not a very smart guy. I mean,
I'm glad you haven't brought up the Steelers loss. I had a feeling when I saw that you were going to be on there that you would bring up the Steelers loss, and I appreciate you not doing that.
I am actually probably the second biggest Steeler fan on this show right now. I've really enjoyed watching them the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, and I think it's going to be an absolute shame and loss for NFL fans everywhere if they're not in the playoffs. And I wouldn't write them off yet because the Jets are more than capable of losing to Buffalo this Sunday.
Well,
Rex would love to beat them.
Would love to remove the Jets from the playoffs and end that whole Jets story.
Well, the Jets thing was weird because there are obviously some people who didn't understand why the Bears got rid of Brandon Marshall. Because I don't know how dumb people can be, and I know Brandon Marshall's loudest fans are really stupid, but a guy scores 2 touchdowns, and all of a sudden they're rewriting what happened here and why they had to get rid of him. It has nothing to do with whether or not he's catching touchdown passes as a Jet.
Yeah, Brandon has different anniversaries from most. This is his 4th one-year celebration party or first-year celebration party with his new team. Same thing happened everywhere else he's been, guys. Just you give it time. It'll get painful. You know, you can bet on that. And plus, you know, I think Bears fans know this by now. He's never been in the playoffs. So while they are the favorites, you know, this Sunday, and Ben should win the game, wouldn't be shocking at all if they didn't, and then he wouldn't. But let's get back to the subject at hand. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are probably the only team in the AFC right now that can keep the Patriots from the Super Bowl. I mean, if you watch last night, those are nice teams. You know, Denver has a good defense.
Right.
Cincinnati's got a lot of nice players, nice balance, but looks like they're going to have Keith Wenning at quarterback. You probably never heard of him, but he's number 3. So, you know, God knows what
they can't cover. They can't cover. I mean, I don't mind the front 7, but it's the back 4. You can say what you want about the Steelers' offense and what they've done this year, but you got to be able to cover, and New England, I think, would totally have a field day exposing that.
Yeah, I think everybody had a lot of fun with Belichick making a mistake Sunday. It was a mistake. There's no other way to spin it. But, okay, he ain't perfect. He's still so far and away the best coach in football. And when you look at what the AFC is offering him right now, I've always been a big Mike Tomlin fan. I think he gets a little too psycho once in a while, but that's
You didn't like that finger point at the camera against Denver? When he turned and pointed at the camera?
Well, you know, at least Bears fans wouldn't have to say, well, Lovey's so unemotional. You know, I mean, at least with Tomlin, you get what you want.
Right.
So, but no, listen, it was a shame. Hey, you know, Joe, they weren't alone.
No, there were some bad losses on Sunday.
Yeah, I've never seen so many on one day. I mean, you don't see New England losing that game to the Jets. And, you know, Carolina was due to get beat. But I'm forgetting another one that was there was a big upset that had big playoff implications. It wasn't just Pittsburgh. I can't remember who it was now.
Green Bay let Minnesota back into it.
Yeah, but that was expected. Green Bay will hammer them this Sunday. Neither one of those teams. Guys, it's kind of come down to 3 teams in my mind. I'd be very surprised if either Arizona or Carolina doesn't play New England in the Super Bowl, and I think one of those 3 are your champs. There's some other interesting teams, but I really thought that Pittsburgh would Seattle. That's the other one I'm trying to think of. I mean, just when they're rolling, you know, everybody thinks that they're unstoppable. They were awful against St. Louis. So I think that this has become clear. I still think it'll be fun. There'll be some good playoff games, but I'm disappointed because I really wanted to see Pittsburgh in the playoffs, and so I'm not the world's biggest Rex Ryan fan, but I'll be pulling for him big time on Sunday because I think it'll make for a better playoffs for us.
All right, Hub, we will talk tomorrow. You will grab folks' calls at 5.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good night.
That's Hub Arkish.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Mark Grody. 8 o'clock face-off for the Blackhawks tonight in Arizona. The Hawks are 5th in the conference to the Coyotes 8th. Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville in search of a stimulant, and he has Andrew Shaw practicing on the top line, Teuvo Teravainen on the 3rd, so presumably that's the way it will look when the Blackhawks play the actual game tonight. Coach Q not pleased with the low-volume scoring in recent games against Dallas and Carolina. It's a right knee strain for the Bulls' Doug McDermott. The findings of an MRI today, which was performed a little bit earlier, not clear at this point. And McDermott will be a go when the Bulls host Indiana tomorrow, officially listed as day today. Sunday is when the season ends for the Bears. The Detroit Lions will be here for game number 16. Both teams are 6-9. a quarterback that is expected to be reckoned with in the draft is Cal's Jared Goff, and he made his point today in the Armed Forces Bowl. Six touchdown passes as Cal beats Air Force 55-36. Russell Athletic Bowl is right now. First quarter, Baylor leading North Carolina 14-7. White Sox reportedly interested in signing either Jonas Cespedes or Alex Gordon. College basketball right now, early in the second half, it is Notre Dame 60 and Liberty 42. Northern Illinois at UIC tonight. I'm Mark Carodi, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
We were talking earlier about Jonathan Toews and my observations as to him sort of not looking like himself. Got a response here, as always, from McClure, from the Committed Indian, who we heard and has tried to give us some context here. Said, Dan, you are not wrong regarding Toews. While it's nigh sacrilege to place any blame at the foot of the captain, Toews' possession numbers are down from 55.7% to 52.9%. And while he's shooting a career low of 6.7% at evens, usually around 14%, not all of that can be blamed on the rotating cast of characters on his left wing opposite Marian Hossa. Yes, not having Patrick Sharp or Brandon Saad there hurts, but he's taking more offensive zone draws than he was last year and playing more even strength minutes as a function of many of the defensemen needing to be sheltered due to being bad. Newcomer Rob Scuderi in particular has been horrific, as he has the worst share of possession of the Quenneville era for any player that's played more than one game. All of that has started to pile up on him as a result of playing a lot of hockey over the past three seasons, including a useless Olympic tournament. And Marian Hossa will be 37 next month. Contemporaries with a similar workload, and he cites Anje Kopitar and Sidney Crosby, have noticed a steep decline in production this year as well. With this team, it's possible that he and others are just reserving energy for when the games actually matter in the spring, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on. And the outstanding play of Corey Crawford and he who shall not be named has masked this for a while. It's not a coincidence that when the second line doesn't score or Corey Crawford doesn't stand on head, that it's been rare the Hawks have walked away with wins this year. It bears monitoring. Okay, good. Then I feel,
you're not crazy.
I feel better that I'm not crazy. But the thing is, when you say maybe it's possible that he's reserving energy, it's Toews. This guy, he practices at 100%. That's the reputation. The reason they make this guy a captain when he's 20 is because he plays every shift of everything he's ever played as if it's his last. Every second of every shift. So this would be a dramatic, philosophical, competitive change if somebody has gotten to him and say, hey, dude, you played a lot of hockey right. The past few years. You're going to save it for the warm weather months when these games matter more. I'm not saying he's not doing it, but it would be so antithetical to everything we know about who and what he is as a competitor.
But don't you think, I mean, something we talked about off air, I mean, obviously, you're a guy that goes 100%, 100%, 100%. We've all come across guys like that. But at the same time, you know the difference between regular season hockey and playoff hockey and the intensity. I mean, we're talking ice time, the intensity of playoff hockey and what's asked of you, what you're dealing with. That's what seems to be piling up. And that could be the thing that slows you down.
Yeah, that's sort of like when they measure the
high, it's like pitchers,
high-intensity pitchers. I forgot the specific term for the pitches that you throw under greater duress that are considered
high-intensity basketball
more damaging.
Minutes. LeBron and what he's done, and Kobe, what he did all those years, and just how it wears on you differently than it does regular season minutes.
Yeah, I don't know how it would wear on Toews differently because he practices like that. Yeah. That's how he got the reputation he's gotten as this hockey boy scout, this coach's dream, that he's always 100% giving everything he's got in every shift. And to me, he just doesn't seem like him. That if you brought in, it was the same thing we say about Derrick Rose, if you brought in a scout and he didn't know who anybody was and didn't know uniform numbers, whatever, and just you watched him, and does he look special? Does he look like one of the best players in the NHL?
Right.
Not like he used to. I certainly hope that, look, the Hawks have been able to turn it on. They've proven with their three cups that they know when the games matter. Even as they've had to rejigger the roster, they've been able to play harder when it's mattered. I just think at some point, maybe McClure's right, that all of the hockey
is caught up with
them. That maybe this is just, he needs a rest. Maybe they need to save a shift or two or buy him some time off. if they think that this is the, maybe they don't agree, but it just doesn't look quite the same. And because I've said that, he'll have two goals and an assist tonight.
Yeah, he's going to hear all kind of emails.
You boosted, you know hockey, stupid. The team scored, see, you don't know anything. No, I'm glad that at least an actual bona fide hockey person confirmed that.
I'm
not crazy.
Until you get a Fitbit.
The numbers back some of it up. All right, we're going to say hello to Lawrence Holmes in a moment for some transitioning. He and Mitch Unrein are going to be live at the Beehive Tavern and Grill, 204 West Main Street. It doesn't say what town they're in.
Yeah, that's why we wanted you to read it, because I was stupid. I forgot the town.
Do you know it now?
Yeah, apparently it's St. Charles.
Okay.
There's only one Main Street, Dan.
That's right.
Just go to Main Street.
You go to Main Street. It has to be St. Charles. That's the only place you can find a Main Street. Well, that's where they are, and we'll say good evening to them next on The Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score. Spiegel.
I was rooting for a loss. If they lost these last two games, they could have had a top 8 pick.
Golf.
We know exactly why this is happening this year, so it doesn't feel like other Bad Bears years.
The Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Attention, Chicagoland car buyers.
If you're seriously considering the purchase of a new or pre-owned vehicle before the new year, then you owe it to yourself to visit Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on new Fords, or drive home a brand new Ford Focus for under $15,000. That's a brand new Ford Focus for under $15,000. But you've got to hurry. These year-end deals won't last. Only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn, or online at hawkford.com.
Stack time license and Ogfee financing with approved credit on select models of $13.89 per month per 1,000 bar. Zero down.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt?
You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
Now,
this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And look who's coming up.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. We send it out to the Beehive Tavern and Grill on Main Street in St. Charles. The Miller Lite Top Draft Show headed your way. This is Lawrence Holmes. Hello.
Hey, Dan, my man Joe, I haven't seen Callie in a minute.
No kidding, Lawrence. Where you been?
I've been hiding. I've been on that island. You know that island that we both have occupied?
It's Callie Island, yeah. It's
yeah, I've been on that island, hanging out there by myself, waiting for someone to airdrop something to me, but I got nothing. You know how it is.
I've spent many nights on Callie Island.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. What are you two up to today?
I don't know. We talked a lot of stuff today. We did everything from Bulls to Sox to Cubs to
toys,
college basketball, old toys and video games.
Ooh,
and
wait, that's right up my alley. Old toys and video games. What are we talking about here?
There's a story about certain Star Wars collectibles.
The extended lightsaber that came out in the initial first run of Star Wars figures with Luke and Vader and Ben Kenobi, the lightsaber would pull out, but then a little thing would pull out a little longer.
Yeah, like if you turn it like sideways, like it would like do, and it would be out there.
Yeah, a telescoping lightsaber. Yeah, that even out of the original packaging is worth hundreds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Check your attics.
You know, my mom threw away a lot of my comics.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And it broke my heart because there were some that were actually valuable in there. But you know how it is. You move out, you leave stuff, and you don't ever think about it. And then you go, damn it, I wish I had that, because that would be worth a lot of money right now.
That's what I meant to ask you. Did you, the TV commercial on Sunday during the Bears, was Deadpool, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's Deadpool.
Okay, so what's going on with that?
It's the big movie.
It's the perfect movie it's the perfect character for Ryan Reynolds to play, because the character is a jerk.
Right.
And he's been great at when he's played it. He's played the character before. And
yeah, he played in an X-Men movie.
Okay.
And what I think what you would like about it, Dan, is Deadpool is self-aware.
Oh, I've read it. No, I've read some. And he breaks the fourth wall. He'll speak directly to the reader. But the one thing I noticed about that particular promo was it had a little bit of the Geico ad in it, because I caught the end of it and then I saw it again and I realized that somebody actually refers to him as Deadpool. And I had to turn my head because I didn't know, were they showing Deadpool? I didn't know quite what was going on.
He went all Brian Arakpo.
Exactly.
On you.
So I was like, Well, you're all pro linebacker Brian Arakpo. Do they think that they don't have the penetration in the audience enough to understand who or what Deadpool is?
Yeah, I don't want to say it's a fringe character because people love that.
It's more of a cult character.
Yeah, that it's an anti-hero.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting how they try and sell it because he's quite the badass, and he's the merc with the foul mouth. So I'm looking forward to it. I think this is a role that he can really, really excel in, and people have been waiting for that movie for a long time. And even in the commercial, he breaks the fourth wall where he's talking to us, and the other guy's like, who are you talking to?
Right.
So that's kind of the little inside joke about the movie, which I hope that they keep, because in the comic books, it's great when he starts telling us stuff that's going on, where he whiteboards stuff for us as he's killing people.
All right, now you've got Mitch Unrein sitting next to you tonight, and I have to say, I don't know if you're going to talk about it with him, in the words of Ed Farmer, he's on the team for next year, isn't he?
Yeah, we talked a few weeks ago. Mitch, a really good dude, by the way, a really interesting guy, and a guy that will win you a bar bet, because he's on the list of guys that Peyton Manning has thrown touchdowns to. And it's his only catch, like, since high school. And he ended up catching a touchdown. So, and his wife is
trap
an
shooter.
Olympic, yeah, Olympic level trap shooter. So we talked a little bit about that. I'm curious of what he has to say about like his future and kind of what he learned. But I got all sorts of stuff tonight. I've been doing some research. You and I talked a little bit about the stuff that I was looking at yesterday with the quarterbacks. Man. The guys that played quarterback this week in the NFL, we're going to go through that list because a third of the league has quarterbacks that you don't want.
Ooh.
Like it's that bad. Like, and I'm not kidding. I'm not being hyperbolic. A third of the league, like when I say these names, people in their cars are going to go, ooh, I don't want that guy. Of course you don't. And that's who's starting games in the NFL.
They might be starting playoff games.
Oh, for sure. Guess who just got signed? Josh Freeman just got signed because Charlie Whitehurst might be hurt.
See, that's why Johnny Manziel can do whatever he wants.
Exactly.
Johnny Manziel can drink as much Four Loko and he can dab as much as he wants in these videos. And it's like, oh, it's old. No, it's not. You're dabbing, dumbass. That he is, if he is ambulatory and not drunk, somebody will put a football in his hand somewhere.
And maybe not even not drunk.
Right, maybe he could play drunk. He could play holding the Four Loko.
Yeah, so it's crazy. I also know that Bears fans are fretting a little bit about, oh, well, what did that loss do to the draft scenarios? So I went back through the last two drafts between picks 9 and 18, which is where the Bears can be. Pretty good list. Pretty good list.
You mean jumping from 9 to 18 or just bodies in general from 9 to 18?
The players that were picked between 9 and 18 over the last 2 years.
Okay.
You can find players there. More so in last year's draft than this past draft. But, in the 2014 draft, you go player after player after player, and it's pretty solid. So I don't think that – I personally don't think it matters anyway because it's all about the guy who's going to make the pick versus what the pick – actually is. But for those who are scared, well, oh, I don't want the Bears to win because I don't want them to get the 16th pick or the 17th pick. There's still, if you know what you're doing, there's still value, and the history of the last couple drafts proves that.
All right, Lawrence, we will look forward to listening.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Oh, and Joe,
yes,
9 o'clock, man, you should be listening.
What are you talking? Because
do you know what you guys were talking Motorhead? I heard you in Crosstalk, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
You know what else Motorhead's kind of significant for?
No, hit me.
Triple H's theme music.
Oh, that's right. That's so H's entry music.
We're going to talk
the game,
music.
Right?
Yep. That's their song.
So I didn't know they did that.
9 o'clock. They did it live at WrestleMania, I want to say 3 or 4 times.
The guy who works with the guy who actually makes money?
Yes, that guy. Well, he's married to the guy or the girl next to the guy.
The girl, yeah.
Did you guys see the picture of Vince McMahon?
The fake arrest?
Yeah, where he looks like Reagan?
Yeah.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Did you see it?
I don't know why I would.
Why would we go into this wrestling vortex right now?
Yeah, I got to lay out because I can't really say anything from any point of knowledge on any of this.
And this is why I like talking with Callie.
Nobody likes talking with Callie.
No, Callie Island, very quiet. Till right now.
The shift change has been brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4. For the Illinois Lottery Cup, we thank our guests today. They were John Crispin of Big Ten Network, Pete Futek, Hub Arkish. Thank our producers, Matt Abaticola.
So here we go. Ryan Neal will snap it. 46-yard attempt to give Buffalo the lead. Ryan Lindell, placement, kick is on the way. It's got the distance. Lindell, he nails it.
No, he missed.
No, he missed it to the right. The fans reacted as if he had banged it through.
We asked Ian what happened. He said, I was high.
That was honest.
That was his response. Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Nice try, Lausche.
We thank everybody for calling, emailing, texting, and sexting and doing all that. Joe, thanks for sitting in today.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
I will be back tomorrow for a donut show. I'm going to do like a half an hour before the Illini basketball game, and then we'll come on and take calls with Hub after the Illini basketball game, and I'll just kind of hang out here and find something to do. Maybe eat, maybe not. Lawrence Holmes is coming up, so keep it here, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Bye.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Mom. How'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Who doesn't love great deals during the holiday season? Head over to CBS Local Circulars to find the best deals on everything from fashion and food to electronics. Go to circulars.cbslocal.com to grab deals for everyone on your list from great retailers like Walmart and JCPenney.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Planning a night out this holiday season? Check out CBS Local Offers to get the best deals on local events and restaurants in your neighborhood. CBS Local Offers provides the best deals, ensuring you have an enjoyable experience at a great price. Don't miss out. Go to offers.cbslocal.com.
This holiday season, don't miss a second of your favorite shows and stations with the Radio.com app, offering quick access to over 300 HD radio stations, podcasts, and the latest music news. It's the ideal radio destination for music, sports, news, and entertainment. Go to apps.radio.com today for more information.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning?
more real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning, more real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
Vitals are drop.